It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 27th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is onomatopoeia, spelled O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia is a noun. It means the creation or use of words that imitate sounds. It can also refer to the words themselves. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Ben Spiegel. John Madden's influence, steeped in every man's sensibilities and studded with wild gesticulations and paroxysms of onomatopoeia, wham, doink, whoosh, made the NFL more interesting, more relevant, and more fun for over 40 years. English speakers have only used the word onomatopoeia since the 1500s, but people have been creating words inspired by the sounds heard around them for much longer. It may not surprise you to learn that the words fizz, jingle, toot, and pop are onomatopoeic in origin. But did you know the same is true for the words bounce, tinker, and blimp? Boom, now you do. In fact, the presence of so many imitative words in language spawned the linguistic bow wow theory, which postulates that language originated in the imitating of natural sounds. While it's highly unlikely that onomatopoeia is the sole impetus for human language, it certainly made a mark, which is nothing to sneeze at. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.